This morning in Lakewood, I was at a bris, and Rev David Merling Shlita, the Rav of Kahal Zichron Yaakov, told me, I had a conversation with him, he told me the following fascinating thing. He said, before he came to Lakewood, where he took over Goyen Rev Gissinger Zichron Levracha, he had been a Rav in Montreal for like 25 years. In Montreal, he had taken over the Rabbonis of Hagoyin Ha'adir, from the greatest Goyinim we've had in the United States, Rev Pinchas Hirschsprung, Zochern Levracha, who you do a new Mamish, Bavli, Rishalmi, every single blot, from the biggest Goyinim Gedoylim that we had. And he says it was like as follows. When he first was given the Shtela, Rev Pinchas Hirschsprung was retiring. He was still in full koiches. He was retiring. He said they should go look for a new Rav because where he lived was a half-hour walk on Shabbos. He said he's not up to the koiches of walking a half-hour each way. So he's still going to come daven in the week in the shul, but they should hire a new Rav. He wants they should hire a new Rav. That's what he wants. And he'll still do daven during the week, but the new Rav will already be the new Rav already the week and Shabbos. So he said, it was like, you know, he comes in and Pinchas Hirschsprung used to always send the shaylas to him, to David Merling, you're the new Rav, young Rav, whatever. He said the following thing. Right as they were taking the Rabbonis, they came with a few people together with Rav David Merling to meet Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung and get like officially getting like reshus from him. He's coming over, he's taking over in his place. And after all the askanim left, Rabbi Merling told me, he asked Reb Pinchas Hirschsprung, can you tell me what do I have to do to succeed as a Rav? What's the main thing I should look to do as a Rav? What is it? So Reb Pinchas Hirschsprung, the Goyin Hador, Goyin HaGoyinim, told him the following thing, one thing. Zay Mechabed Yeder Einer. Give kavod, give respect to each and every person. That is the key to the entire Rabbonis. By Merling said, it is so true. He said, you could quote this from me. This was the directive that Rav Hirschsprung gave me, how to succeed in Rabbonis. And I want to add one small tidbit, how we can understand this so well. And that is that I once heard from Rav Yanke Meir Schechter, Zayin Gesund und Stark, he told me that a bacher, Rachman Atzlan left yeshiva, became a Mechal Shabbos, confided in Rav Yanke Meir. He said, I didn't get one drop of respect in yeshiva. If I would have had even one drop of respect, he said, one drop, like a drop in an ocean, I wouldn't have left yeshiva. But if someone feels no respect, it's like, I don't belong here. And I want to add a story that I know firsthand from my brother-in-law, my brother-in-law told me many years ago, this happens to be the brother-in-law that I went to who made the bris today, that I went to, Ernst Meyer Merling. He told me many years ago when he was a boy, in eighth grade, there was somebody there that was going through a very difficult time in school. And one day, my brother-in-law was Makarathon. And one day he was taking a walk in the streets and he bumped in to this boy who's going through a difficult time. And the boy told him, that's it, I'm done, I'm leaving yeshiva. He said, well, what just happened? You know, he knows he's having a difficult time. What just made this decision? He said, because by recess today, the eighth graders were having a conversation. And I said, you know, different opinions. And I said my opinion. And the boys turned to me and said, your opinion is worth nothing. So I said to myself, if my opinion is worth nothing in yeshiva, then I don't belong in yeshiva. That's not for me. Yiddishkeit's not for me. Yiddishkeit's yeshiva. I don't belong there if I'm not respected. I'll go somewhere else. It's the same thing. The Rav is representing the Torah of Hashem. He's being madrich. He's being madrich how to keep the Torah. He's representing the Torah. If he shows respect to people, people feel this is where I belong. I belong in a makom Torah. Because I'm respected. I'm wanted here. But if the person, the Rav, doesn't respect me, if the boys in the 8th grade don't respect me, so this is not for me. If that boy, he wanted to be Michal Shabbos, felt not respected at all in the yeshiva, so it's not for me. I'll go somewhere else where I'll get respected. People look at it that Torah has to be that you have to feel that the person is part of the Torah. If the Torah, the person who represents the Torah, the yeshiva, the Rav, if they show me respect, then I feel that, wow, I'm part of the Torah. I want to learn Torah. I want to keep Torah. I want to give Torah over to my family. But if the Rav, or the Rosh Yeshiva, or the Rabbeim, or the friends in yeshiva, in the shul, don't show me respect, so that means the Torah is not showing me respect. That's how we look at it. They represent the Torah. If the Torah is not showing me respect, I don't want to have anything to do with the Torah. This is such a crucial lesson. Let's take this lesson, and anybody especially, and this lesson is not only for Rabbanim. It's for Bachur in yeshiva. You want to make sure a boy is struggling and doesn't go off the derech? You want to make sure? Give him some kavod. Show him that the Torah and Yiddishkeit, he has a place here. Yiddishkeit, Torah, respects him. Like Rabbi Pinchas Ring said, Gish vais kavod se yeder einer, to everyone. There's so much to be mechabed. And every person, I'll close with this. It's known, the Chazon Ish said, every bachur in yeshiva needs a spoonful of kavod every single day. And I once heard from a wise person, he said that was in the Chazon Ish's day. Today, every bachur might need a 2 liter of kavod every single day. So let's make sure to give kavod to other people. And by giving the kavod to those other people, they will look at it and say, wow, I belong in Torah. And with that, you could save the person himself's Torah, the Torah of his wife, the Yiddishkeit of his wife, the Yiddishkeit of his children. Let's grab this, and the schusim are immeasurable. Who would know? Did that boy know that he's sending the boy away from yeshiva by not being machshav his opinion? Let's get this message and let's go proactive and show people kavod.